Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, as you know, unless you've been living under a rock, the federal election is coming up on May 28, and we are getting around to as many of the 11 candidates as we can. And this morning we're joined by Dr. Rob Peterson. He is standing for our federal seat of Nichols for the United Australia Party. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Terry.
Thanks for your time this morning. Now, for those people who may not know too much about the United Australia Party, this is the one started by Clive Palmer some years ago.
That's correct.
So tell me, how did you come to stand for that party?
Well, they aligned with my beliefs with regards to the mandates and also with regards to the situation with Australia and the dire straits that we're in economically, and so our philosophies align together.
So when you say mandate, you're speaking about the vaccine mandate. Now, you were a GP for 40 years and you've retired because of this.
Yes, well, partly because of that. Also, my wife had cancer and had a serious illness, so that was the other factor as well.
I'm sorry to hear that. Now, when we talk about vaccine mandates, does that mean that you are actually an anti-vaxxer, or does it just mean that you believe in free choice?
I absolutely believe in free choice. Look, I've been vaccinated myself with AstraZeneca, but I believe total autonomy of the body and people's rights, particularly with these messenger RNA experimental vaccines, which normally, you know, would be a 5 to 10 year vaccine trial, and they were rushed in after a 6 month trial done by the actual company. So I felt that was totally inappropriate.
How did you come to, I mean, obviously you said your beliefs align with those of the United Australia Party, but what was it that actually, you know, prompted you to actually put your hand up to stand for federal politics?
Well, as I acquired my knowledge with regards to the vaccines and the COVID, the handling of the COVID, the science that was out there basically was clearly saying that, you know, lockdowns were not appropriate. There was a declaration called the Great Barrington Declaration, which was a group of worldwide leading epidemiologists who basically said that lockdowns were going to cause much more damage than and have very little effect on the long-term outcome of the virus, and it all proved to be correct. And, you know, here we've had this incredible collapse of, from an economic point of view, a psychological point of view, a social point of view, and the government ignored that. The people that are in charge of advising the country with regards to experimental vaccines had not followed the normal scientific medicine or evidence-based medicine, scientific method. And, yeah, it just didn't add up to me, and I had to speak out.
From what you're saying, it sounds like you have a pretty pessimistic outlook. I mean, you know, you're down there in Seymour. It's very similar, I'd imagine, to Shepparton, where, I don't know, this community is, I think, coming out of the pandemic, if we can say that yet, on the other side of the main part of the pandemic, I guess, feeling reasonably positive about the future. But you're really, I mean, I think you've used terms like, you know, standing on the edge of a cliff and things, you know, being on the precipice, we're at a bit of a crossroads. It sounds a bit like doomsday.
Well, 2 weeks ago, the United Kingdom government actually stated that people that have been triple vaxxed with messenger RNA have a reduction in their natural immunity. So, you know, you have a situation where the United Kingdom government has said that, and yet people in Australia aren't aware of that. Well, in actual fact, the university that the government used to make that statement, they have said that they feel that the immune system could be compromised to a degree of 70%. So what I'm exceptionally worried about is that this winter coming, certain other viruses, people, percentage of people are going to be extremely vulnerable to because their immunity's been so compromised by these vaccinations.
If we can move on from vaccinations, I think I was referring more to, I guess, our economic outlook and things like that.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So, well, look, you know, we're in a situation where the government's put us into a $1 trillion debt, and as with regards to quantitative easing in the US, and we've had the same situation here with JobKeeper, we're experiencing, and we're going to experience, rising inflation, and the major parties have not addressed how they are going to reduce the debt or how they're going to tackle inflation. And we're exceptionally worried because we know that already 40% of homeowners with their mortgages are under mortgage stress. And, you know, if interest rates go up to 4%, our figures suggest that 60% of them are going to default. So, you know,
that seems like an incredible figure when you think back to years past when interest rates have been so much higher and we somehow got through that. Not unscathed, but we did get through it.
Yeah, I think that the thing is a percentage increase, and the fact that people have been given these massive loans with very, very minor deposits. And, of course, when you're talking about an interest rate, say, for example, going from 2% up to 4%, that's a doubling. It's a 100% increase, as distinct from, you know, going from 6% to 8%. Well, that's a third increase. So there's a huge difference.
We're talking about climate change being one of the big issues for voters in this election. Now, I saw you at the Candidates Forum on Tuesday night, and you were talking very much about making sure that we don't shut down the coal-fired stations before we have energy security, because you're concerned about the price of power just escalating.
Absolutely. And, the price of power is going to go through to prices in the supermarkets, etc. And that's the first point. The second point is the fact that, the coal fire provides 80% of our base load, and we can't possibly, given the state of the world, and if we need to, which we're going to need consistent, reliable energy to actually get our manufacturing, which is at its lowest level in our history, we need to protect our economy and our manufacturing, or develop our manufacturing. And at the end of the day, Australia puts 1.3% of CO2 in the sky. Nothing we do is going to have any effect, particularly when you're given the fact that China, in 16 days, puts out our entire year of carbon dioxide. So what we do is absolutely going to have no effect whatsoever. And we have to be pragmatic, particularly in this current economic and world set of circumstances. We just have to be pragmatic and do the right thing for our country. Look, down the road, if, there's a new technology, whether it be nuclear or whatever, is developed, and it's in place to replace the 80% base label, fine, that's when you change over. But you don't change over beforehand and make us really, really vulnerable.
How's the campaign been for you so far? And what do you realistically expect to happen with your vote on election day?
Look, I've absolutely loved it. The people that I've met, it really is incredible. There's been so much damage done to so many people who elected to have their own bodily choice, and they've lost their jobs. I mean, it's absolutely tragic. But they are wonderful human beings, wonderful Australians. I noticed on on Tuesday night that Darren Linton had decided that there are only, four major chances. Well, I don't believe that. I think that from the people that I've been speaking to, a large number of people that I've been speaking to are sick of the major parties, and they're sick of where they've taken this country. And, I think I'm an outside chance.
All right. Well, all the best for the rest of the campaign, and thank you very much for your time this morning, Dr. Rob Peterson, United Australia Party candidate for
our
federal seat of Nichols. Thank you, and have a great day.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Do you run a business here in the Goulburn-Murray region? Are you looking to realistically grow your customer base? If you answered yes to these two questions, then there's something that you need to know. Right here on the station that you're listening to, 1FM, we offer the region's most price-competitive and effective radio advertising packages available. Get the message? That's okay. Thousands of others did too. Inquire today on 5831 3131.
Wake up to sleep at 40 winks. Our exclusive bed match system takes the confusion out of buying a bed. And right now, you can get any size mattress for the price of a single. That's a queen, king, or even a super king mattress for the price of a single on a range of leading brand mattresses. Get any size mattress for the price of a single. But be quick, it's on for a limited time only.
At sponsors 40 Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
Termites are on the move. Sadly, their most favourite food is our houses. It doesn't take long for termites to destroy a home, and termite damage is not covered under your home insurance. You should have a termite inspection every year. That's right, every year. Can you remember when you had your house inspected last? We are fully licensed termite technicians. We do termite inspections. We even do termite protection systems. Jason's Pest Control would like to help keep termites out of your house. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
Joseph was in his 60s when a tragic series of events pushed him into homelessness. Sadly, he's not the only one. Almost 700 Australians over the age of 65 will be sleeping rough tonight. Thankfully, Mission Australia was able to rescue Joseph and find him a safe and stable home. Please donate today to help other older Australians escape or avoid homelessness. Call 1-800-888-68 or visit missionaustralia.com.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.